Blog Talk Radio.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation? Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com and let's begin your journey together.
God, come to my assistance.
Lord, make haste to help me.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Alleluia.
I confess to Almighty God,
and to you, my brothers and sisters,
That I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to everlasting life.
Amen.
Amen.
Guest, be near us, holy angel.
From you all light descends. You give us heaven's glory. When life's brief daylight ends, we praise you, Jesus.
In you, my God, my body will rest in hope.
In you, my God, my body will rest in hope.
Preserve me, God, I take refuge in you. I say to the Lord, you are my God, my happiness lies in you alone.
He has put into my heart a marvelous love for the faithful ones who dwell in his land. Those who choose other gods increase their sorrows. Never will I offer their offerings of blood. Never will I take their name upon my lips.
O Lord, it is you who are my portion and cup. It is you yourself who are my prize. The lot marked out for me is my delight. Welcome indeed the heritage that falls to me.
I will bless the Lord who gives me counsel, who even at night directs my heart. I keep the Lord ever in my sight. Since he is at my right hand, I shall stand firm.
And so my heart rejoices, my soul is glad. Even my body shall rest in safety. For you will not leave my soul among the dead, nor let your beloved know decay.
You will show me the path of life, the fullness of joy in your presence, at your right hand, happiness forever.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
And you, my God, my body will rest in hope.
This evening's reading is taken from 1 Thessalonians. May the God of peace make you perfect in holiness. May he preserve you whole and entire, spirit, soul, and body, irreproachable at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
You have redeemed us, Lord God of truth.
I commend my spirit.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
Into your hands, Lord, I commend my spirit.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace.
Lord, now you Lord, let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled.
My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people.
a light to reveal you to the nations and the glory of your people Israel.
Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen.
Protect us, Lord, as we stay awake. Watch over us as we sleep, that awake we may keep watch with Christ, and asleep rest in his peace. Let us pray for all animals that are abused or neglected, that through the intercession of St. Francis they may be delivered from all harm. Let us pray for those impacted by the hurricanes in Texas and those going down to join into the relief efforts, that God will keep them safe from harm and give them the strength they need to endure. Let us pray for all of our seminarians and clergy of the Progressive Catholic Church. May God continue to give us strength to minister to all those who need to hear the positive message of Christ. Let us pray continuously for Gene Long. This is the father of Bishop James Long, that he continues to get better. We also pray for Bishop Long, that God continue to take the stress and all of the unnecessary worry away that rest upon his shoulders. May he find peace and tranquility through his many ministries and the reassurance of the Holy Spirit. We pray for Bishop Kaz, the presiding archbishop of the Progressive Catholic Church. We pray for God to give him the wisdom and the strength to guide the church in the right direction. We want to continue to pray that my father gets better. We want to lift the homeless up in prayer. We want to pray for all children and their parents and guardians, that they may always follow the path of light. We pray for the sick and the dying, that Christ's eternal light burn brightly within them. We are in thanksgiving for the gift of ministry and music. We pray for all healthcare workers, that the Lord will walk with them and sustain them under difficult conditions. We would pray for the poor souls in purgatory, that they may have a brief rest during their suffering. We would like to pray for the leaders of the Progressive Catholic Church and the whole church as a whole, that we continue to be examples of Christ in our everyday actions and interactions. We pray for clear and God-centered consciousness so that we may not only be professors of God's love and kindness, but living examples of the same. Please pray for the Benedictines of Immaculate Mary, that it may prosper along with the whole church. We would like to pray for our deacons, Thomas and Nicholas, for Father Dennis and my unworthy self as priest, our Abbot Bishop James, and all those who may be considering to join, that through God and the Holy Spirit, we may be granted continued guidance and strength to continue to do God's will. Bishop Cass, do you have any prayers?
We pray for all those who may be ill in our ranks. We pray for Mother Jana, that God would restore her to health. We pray for Victoria, our dear sister, that she might be restored to health. We pray for all of those suffering from addictions, that they might live the victory Christ has won for them, that victory might live in them and that they might draw strength from it. Yeah. Pray for the faithful departed, that they would rest in the peace of Almighty God, especially those that are members of our family. We pray for those needs that we've seen today, whether on social media or on the television, or that people have made known to us, those needs that are so dear to them. For these and all our needs,
Heavenly Father, we come to you this night and forever, humbled in your presence yet again with the many intentions of our faith community. You know our every fear and need. You hear our every cry. For all the prayers in which we have spoken and those of the entire church, the ones we hold within the silent depths of our hearts, and the prayers of the whole world, the church both humbly and fervently prays. Let us pray. Lord God, send peaceful sleep to refresh our tired bodies. May your help always renew us and keep us strong in your service. We ask this through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
And at this time, we'd like to ask your Eminence, the Archbishop of the Progressive Catholic Church, to give us his blessing.
Dear Church, it is my greatest joy to have prayed with you tonight and now to be able to pray God's blessing upon all of us. The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
May the Almighty Lord grant us a restful night and a peaceful death in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Now we say together, Saint Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our defense against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, thrust into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world seeking the ruin of souls.
Amen.
Amen. At this time, we would normally have the Salve Regina, but tonight I would like to take this time to lift up in prayer the grandmother of my dear Benedictine brother, John Thomas Berice. Vivian was her name, who was like a mother to him from the time he was 8 years old and had taught him all that he knows. May Almighty God grant eternal rest unto her, O Lord, and let perpetual light of Jesus Christ shine upon her. May she rest in everlasting peace. Amen.
Have you ever had the desire to join a progressive Benedictine community? A community that welcomes everyone, regardless of gender, marital status, or sexual orientation. Have you always felt a deep calling from God to live as a Benedictine, but doors are slammed on you because you do not fit the right profile? If you have experienced these unnecessary roadblocks, then I invite you to take some time and visit CatholicBenedictines.com. We are a Benedictine community that welcomes everyone, and we embrace diversity. We have valid apostolic succession, and we are committed to living the life of a Benedictine. You have prayed diligently about your calling, and now God is answering. Email us today at CatholicBenedictines@gmail.com, and let's begin your journey together.